You're listening to the Floodgates Podcast. My name is Joey Brake.
And I'm Kenton Brake.
And we are so excited to be back in 2025, season three, episode one of
episode
the podcast.
Episode one, let's go.
We're starting the year off strong. We've been in a season of pray first at our church, actually. We take the beginning of every year to start the year seeking God first, to pray, to fast together as a community. It's been so special to start the year off this way. I feel like 2025 has so many beautiful things in store, and I already know that God is doing so much in our church, and I'm really excited for this year. How about you?
Yeah, it's amazing as we're just dedicating these days, praying and fasting. I know there's prayers that have been answered already, but I know there's still some more to come after we continue to press in and fast. And just, I'm excited about this episode, episode one of season three.
Episode one, season three. I was listening the other day to a podcast, and they were talking, I think they were on season like seven or eight. And they shared this stat that I thought was interesting. They said a podcast typically doesn't last longer than a year.
Wow.
Here we are almost 2 years in season three, starting off. And I'm just really excited for what this community is doing, that we're creating this conversation. I know we got to do a live podcast at the end of last year, and we left that, and we're like, we got to do this more. So let us know if you want more of that. Type in the chat, comment on our Instagram. We're looking forward to doing some special things this year with the podcast.
Yeah, and we're just excited that this is another platform that God allows us to speak truth, just have casual conversations that can hopefully bring about transformation to your life. And just let us know how we can serve you, be praying for you, and just any other topics maybe also that you want to cover or learn about. Excited to walk through that journey with you.
For sure. I love that this place is it's a catalyst for conversation and community and change. And we want you to be involved. And so if you have a topic, or maybe we can even do a Q&A episode this season, I think that would be really fun. And
that'd be fun.
Just dive in to see what God wants to do through these conversations as we continue to do the podcast. And we've been praying and fasting, and wanted to kind of just start off the bat. What has God been speaking to you? Maybe if you want to share how it's been going for you, praying, fasting, and see like what God's speaking.
Yeah, oftentimes when you start praying, fasting, you're hoping that the lines will be clear, and the communications with the whispers of God would be louder. And this season has been very intense. In that aspect, sometimes it seems silent. And so there's different times when you're praying fast and you just have to press through and just keep trusting that God already heard you the moment you let out that request, or you prayed that prayer for healing or salvation or any of those things, that God is already working and God's already responding. But there's also a spiritual battle. And the darkness wants to withhold that answer or make you frustrated. So if you're in the waiting moment, don't get frustrated. Just keep pursuing and pray. But in this season, I feel like you had challenged several of us this year to do a 30-day shred of the Bible. And it's been intense. It's been really every day reading, I don't know, 40 to 60 chapters of the Bible every day. And it's been just consistent. I'm caught up. I'm done for the day. I can't believe it. I got up early.
I haven't even started today yet.
I got up early, and we just pressed through and read it. And so it's just amazing. And we're not looking at the theological aspects of it. We're just looking at the overall picture and going from beginning to end and just whatever sticks out. And so every day something is clearly sticking out as God speaks through his word. So it's just been a powerful season. As a community, we also been gathering every Wednesday to pray together corporately, and that's been beautiful as well.
Yeah. Talking about the 30-day shred, it's probably been one of the hardest things I've done spiritually in a while, because it's challenged me to like show up and like dig deep. I think it's not a small task to read over 40 chapters in a day. But it really shows me that I'm capable of it. It shows me whatever you prioritize, you will accomplish. And so even throughout the day, like I'm like listening to the Bible. If I'm driving somewhere, I turn it on, I'm listening, or I'm in the gym and I'm not listening to music, I'm listening to the Bible. And I'm finding so many little moments where I just turn it on, I'm listening, I'm reading when I wake up. If I have like a 5 minute, I'll just read a chapter or two. And I've finished at 1 a.m. I finished at 11 a.m. And so it's every day it's a different challenge, but it's been really, really cool to challenge myself in this way. And I've never been able to see the Bible relate so much. Like, I've never seen the whole narrative at one time. Like, I feel like my eyes have been open. So, it's almost like you're watching a movie in a sense of you see the narrative progress in each and every day. And maybe you want to jump on the plan. It's on the Bible app, 30 Day Shred. Nathan Finocchio put it together. It's definitely a challenge. But we were even talking with one of our friends that are doing it with us. And he's like, I think I'm going to give up. It's like taking away. It's almost like it's taking away from my time with God because I just think I need to get it done. I was like, well, change your perspective. Yeah. Like, this moment is not like your time with God. This is like you like opening up the Bible and from a different perspective, absorbing. Just literally studying, almost like you would study for a class or study or watch a movie. It's like you're absorbing the information. And it's not to get into the nitty gritty details of in depth of this person, why this person. Yes. If you have questions, write it down. So when you finish the 30 days, you can go specifically and you can study those individually. But I think it's really interesting to actually see the big picture of like, you're almost reading a book of the Bible a day.
Yes.
Starting with the Old Testament. Leviticus was super tough.
That was rough.
Numbers wasn't as bad. But I really love
like a repeat.
I know, right? I felt like I'm like, we just did all this a week ago. And it gives like a whole narrative again of, if you didn't catch it, this is everything. This is everyone. This is the timeline. But it's been really cool. I really have enjoyed studying the scripture and diving into that.
And I think it's
challenging.
Not only has it been challenging, but I think it's also been a reminder for where your zeal's at. We've been in a collection of talks actually on the topic of zeal. And I think it goes back to those, you know, basic things that what you're going to prioritize, that you're going to desire what things, God's word or what the world has to offer. Are you going to make a decision to read it and assign time? And you don't have to do it all at once. I love it because you can listen to it, like you say, when you're driving, and you can break it up throughout the day. And then it goes back to what your devotion to, what you're devoted to. Are you spending enough time in God's word? So it's just been a reminder as we being disciplined and looking at our devotion, our desires, and our decisions, how much that affects our everyday relationship with God.
Yeah, I think we could talk a little bit about that too. I love this collection of zeal because it really, I think it's a collection of like maturity.
Yeah.
And I think it's like prioritizing what you put your passion in.
Yeah.
And I love that about zeal because there's so many things that grab our attention. There's so many things that we don't do on purpose. But it really makes you shift and say, hey, I'm going to make a decision.
Yeah.
And based off of like what I'm devoted to, my desires and my discipline, like my life is going to reflect those things on purpose. And I think that's a really big shift because a lot of times we live day to day, week to week, maybe month to month. But like, what would it look like if we truly intentionally design the life that we live?
Yeah.
That this is what I'm going to allot this time to. This is what I'm going to commit to for the next 30 days, no matter what. No matter if I'm sick, no matter if I go out of town, no matter if I'm tired. Even last night, I was exhausted at 10 p.m. I fell asleep on the couch. I woke up 10:15. I didn't go to the gym yet. I didn't finish my reading for the day. I woke up. I forced myself. I got in the car and I went.
Wow.
And I think that's true commitment. That's true zeal. Saying when I commit to something, no matter what, I'm going to show up. And I think a lot of times, especially in like this time and this day of age, our commitments don't always mean everything.
Yeah.
But truly, it takes everything to make our commitments happen. And we don't really think about that often. It's like, when you say yes to something, like, are you willing to go the journey until you complete it?
Yeah.
I even talked about this on Sundays. Like, we have to be consistent in our character. And what does that look like? It's actually completing our commitments. I was saying for 30 days, 60 days.
Yeah.
Like, we're in January. There's so many resolutions, new year, new goals. Like, all these things. And that's great. But, like, how are we practically setting ourselves up for success to actually live those out, make that a reality? And that's what it takes zeal to do.
Yeah.
It takes zeal to show up, to have this passion, to actually complete what you say and not just set a goal or say a dream, but actually do the steps and make it a reality.
Yeah, and I love this word zeal because it's different than passion. It's different than even willpower. It's different than, your just determination. Really, zeal is like for God and God's house and God's people. That it's just like almost these four things that we've been talking about composed together. It starts with the desires of your heart, and it starts with what you're going to devote yourself to. And then it talks about the decisions. Make pre-decisions, before anything, no matter what. I'm going to tithe first. Before something other comes up on Sunday, I already said, no, I'm going to church. I'm committed. I'm going to serve. You make these decisions, and it affects who you are, your character. And then you're devoted to it. You're devoted to prayer. You're devoted to fasting. You're devoted to praying and reading His Word. And it just shifts your whole dynamic, but then it requires discipline.
Yeah,
and I think this word discipline, a lot of times we kind of push away because we look at it as a punishment. Like, I got to go put my nose in the corner. I'm being disciplined. But really, it's really a protection to carry you through and allow you to do what you're to do with the zeal of your life.
Yeah. I love how you talk about desire, because a lot of times I think we do things, but it's not things that we want to do.
Yeah.
It's like, why would we give our life and every day to work in a place that we don't find purpose in?
Yeah.
Why would we do things just to do things or because other people want us to do? But it starts with your desire. Like, if you don't desire it, I think eventually you will give up because it doesn't mean anything to you. And so I think it's important when we talk about zeal is like, it has to have meaning to you. You have to desire it. And even you shared the first Sunday of the year, it stuck with me this whole 21 days of praying and fasting is like, we have to pursue God like never before.
Yeah.
Like, that's true desire, to be like desperate for God.
To know Him, yeah.
Like, to know Him, to seek Him. And like, a lot of times, like, when you know someone, you get comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Like you think you know everything about them, but like, what would it look like if we wouldn't just be comfortable in our faith? Like, we would be desperate to know a new level of God, a new level of faith,
to
have that desire within us that from that place, it affects everything we do.
Yeah, so good.
And so like, let's go back to the heart of it, the desire, wholeheartedly desiring God and what He wants for our life and His dreams and His plans, and make that our desire, that we would delight in the Lord and He would give us the desires of our heart, the Bible says.
So,
and so I love that scripture because it's not talking about your desire. It's when you find your delight in Him, He gives you the desires of your heart, because what? The desires of your heart are His will, are all the things that He wants for you. So maybe think about that as we start this year. I want to challenge people. Is like, where is your desire at right now? Are they in making more money this year? Is it attaining a level of fitness that you never had before?
That's true.
Or first, like, what is the first thing you desire?
Mm.
And that will motivate you, and that will move you to take action into everything else you do.
Yeah, I was sharing this week with a student, and they were asking me about discipline and how come they start things and they quickly fade. And it's kind of like when it comes to us, we give us this extra grace to not complete certain things. But when it's someone else, you have this high expectation that they better fulfill what they said they were going to do. Yeah. But like if going to the gym, oh, not today, I'm tired of the workout. But if you make that discipline, say, no, no matter what, I'm going to go twice a week or three times a week, then it just becomes part of your life. And that's why we do 21 days of prayer and fasting, mm-hmm. not only because it took 21 days for God's answer to get to Daniel in the Bible, but also it's known that it takes about 21 days to develop a habit. And so if you start praying and fasting and shredding the Bible and then start studying the Bible, after you take these 30 days, you break it down, maybe a book at a time, and then you just start opening up from that perspective, it just becomes a natural process that you desire, that you want to do. And who doesn't want to live out the plans that God already has for your life? He already ordained every day of your life. He wants to give you hope and a future. And so as we walk through this, so many goals setting that start at the beginning of the year, that's why they don't get completed. They may be the first month, second month, but December you're back to, I need to do that same goal again, mm-hmm. because like you said, the desires, the decisions, the devotion, the discipline weren't in place.
Yeah. It's really important we talk about decisions too, because I feel like a lot of times we try to decide in the moment. And, but we had our friend, Pastor Chris, Dr. Pastor Chris.
Dr. Steven, Pastor.
He spoke an incredible message on pre-decision.
Yeah.
Like it's time to pre-decide. Like I've been following this guy. His name is Nick Bear, and he's like a runner, hybrid athlete, and he like does vlogs of like his day. And the night before every day, he makes a plan. This is my routine for the morning. He sets everything out.
Wow.
This is the run I'm gonna do. This is how long it's gonna take. This is the meal I'm gonna eat. Sets out like he's pre-deciding. This is my day tomorrow. This is what I'm going to eat. This is how I'm going to fuel myself. This is what I'm going to wear for this activity. This is the meeting I have. These are the things I have to do. These are my tasks. This is my day. And what he's doing is he's pre-deciding.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's from the place of what you desire, you will pre-decide. Or you won't decide at all. You might find yourself in a place of indecision.
Yeah.
And indecision is a decision.
Right.
Of deciding, I'm not going to decide. And so, I don't know, it's really interesting that it really opened up my eyes of like, what are the areas of my life that I'm in a place of indecision, I'm not taking action, and what are the areas that I need to pre-decide like in, so that way those desires and those dreams and those goals actually can be completed. Because a lot of times the things that we desire, the things that we want to accomplish, they're great things, but we don't set up the structures or the systems to actually complete them.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, like, we have a desire to grow into something we're not yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the external outside needs to be an environment that really supports the place you want to end up in.
Yeah.
So like, what are those habits? What are those things that you can do to pre-decide so you don't find yourself in moments like, am I going to the gym today? Like me and Natasha, we've been saying this statement. It's like, it's not a statement if, it's when we're going to go.
I love that.
Like, because we've made a commitment. We've decided. It's not if we're going to read our Bible today. It's when we're going to read
the Bible.
It's not if you're going to pray. It's when. It's not if you're going to do this thing, it's when. It's assigning, pre-deciding the time to actually do it.
Yeah. And I love what he shared also is that we make over 30,000 decisions every day. When some are indeciding, undeciding is already a decision, but you're going through that. But when Daniel was presented the opportunity to go before the king, mm-hmm. he requested that he would only eat fruits and vegetables and not have the fine food of the king and the wine.
He test me.
And he said, just give me 10 days.
Yeah.
And so through that, the leadership saw a difference. And even King Nebuchadnezzar, when he was brought before, and they were found 10 times more capable, smarter, appearance, mentally, physically alert than everybody else. And so they pre-decided. And then they also pre-decided later that they weren't going to bow to a statue. And so there's things that you have to decide now. Like, what you're going to do if you're confronted? Do you deny Christ or do you boldly speak his name? Are you going to be in a situation where you're going to have to respond? It all matters how you respond. I remember in my police training, we practiced so many different ways of handling situations because how you practice them is how it actually lived out. And so you had to pre-decide, in this situation, am I going to act this way or not act this way? Am I going to start at a high level of force or low level and work my way up? There's just so many things that you had to pre-decide. And it was like that. I was like, at the end of the day, no matter what, I'm going home. I made that decision. And so you have to have these conversations with yourself. That is it worth it to give your permission to not go to the gym long term? Is it worth it not to go to that business meeting and solidify that business deal? You have to think about all these things because every decision has a consequence. And you have to walk through that carefully and just come to the realization, is God first in your life? Are you seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness? He'll meet all your needs there. So if you're desiring God and you're deciding that no matter what, this comes first, everything else falls in place. Something will try to occupy your time, whether it be social media, a conversation, a phone call, work, gym, distraction, whatever it is. So you have to pre-decide, no, I can't have this distraction right now because I decided to focus on work. I can't have this meeting with this person because I already have a date with my wife. Mm-hmm. You already pre-decided. You have all these opportunities to not only line up your decisions with your desires, but then it just goes back to what you're devoted to.
Yeah. It takes a lot of intention. It takes a lot of intention to craft this and to design this life, because if it's truly a priority, like, you will make it happen.
That's true.
Like, the things that matter most, and I think that's what devotion is. Like, devotion is living your life centered around what matters most. Like, if you look at your life, what's at the center? What are you devoted to? Mm. It's like, I see it as, like, you know, the planets orbiting the sun. It's like our life and the facets of our life orbit around the center of our devotion. So what's your center?
Yes.
Is it your career? Is that what you're devoted to? And everything else revolves around that? Is it, you know, your relationship? Is that the center of your devotion? Is it your bank account, your finances? Is it your status? Is it even your goals? Mm. What are you devoted to? What's the center? And I love that we say pray first, like we're seeking God first. Is our devotion, the center of our life, should be centered around our devotion to God.
Yeah.
And I love in Titus how Paul is writing to Titus, hey, this is what it looks like when a people devote themselves to God. Mm. The life looks different.
Right.
And I think as people who follow Jesus, our life should look different.
Yeah.
Your life should look different and not look like the world, the way the world lives, the way the world works, the way the world loves, the way the world gives, the way the world takes, the way the world forgives. Like, all these, our life should not look like the world. We should go an alternate route and show the world, hey, there's another way of living.
Yeah.
This is what life looks like when you live in devotion to God. And what that does is it really paints a picture. It paints a picture of, this is what it looks like when you trust in a living God. Mm. This is who God is, and this is what God does.
Yeah, I love that.
And your life should reflect that, and the way you live, in your actions, and the way you do in your habits, and the way in your character, and your integrity, your self-control, and the way you do good in this world. I love that. From our desire, it affects our decisions. And from our decisions, it should affect our devotion.
Yeah.
And we decide, this is what I'm devoted to. This is the center of my life. And I want to encourage you today, like if you're listening and maybe you find yourself centered around the wrong thing and keep on getting disappointed. Mm. Right now is the time, beginning of 2025, refocus, recenter your life. And from that place of desire, make those necessary decisions to devote yourself to God. And from that place first, let it affect your marriage, your relationship, maybe you're a parent, that relationship, your family, your work and your career and your job and every single thing else you commit to.
Yeah.
But from that place first, being devoted to God, let that be your center.
Yeah, and I think you said it so good on Sunday, when your motivation fades, devotion stays. And so sometimes you just need to know that, okay, maybe I'm not seeing the six pack just yet, but I'm devoted to this. Maybe I haven't grown as closely as I want to God, but I'm consistent. I'm praying, I'm reading, I'm studying, I'm absorbing, I'm learning. And so I think I'm loving this time of year because it's been a different way to look at the year instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to do this goal setting and I'm going to accomplish this, this, and this. You're just looking at it and really in a journey with God because you're desiring Him first. You're saying, I'm devoted to you. I'm deciding to put you first. And then I have to find the discipline. That's what, you know, Paul said, I find myself doing the things I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. The things I want to do, I'm not doing.
Wow.
And so you have to think about that process that there's going to be opposition spiritually and physically and emotionally, but you have to say, no, I decided. I desire God. Mm-hmm. I'm determined and I'm going to discipline myself to make it happen.
Talk about that a little bit of like, how do you find that discipline? How do you find the discipline to do what you want to do and not what you don't want to do? And actually have that almost self-mastery, that control. Because a lot of times we're our own enemy.
Oh, yeah.
In our mind, in our thoughts.
Yeah, the battle's all
over. I can't do it, or we make an excuse, or we come up with all these reasons.
To do it.
And we talk ourselves out of actually becoming who, in the first place, we want to become. So, like, what are some practical things? Like, what would you say, like, as some practical methods to actually take control and have that self-discipline?
Yeah, I'll give you a few insights because actually this Sunday I'm gonna be talking about discipline, so it's fresh on my heart and what I'm reading. In 1 Timothy it says that God didn't give us a spirit of fear or timidity, but actually power, love, and self-discipline. So when you have that relationship with God, that's where it starts. The discipline doesn't come in you because we're flesh, we're weak. We're sinful people. We're corrupt in a sense that without Jesus, we really can't fully be disciplined in any area of our life. And so when He's giving you that power, He's giving you that love, and He's giving you self-discipline, you are allowed to do it. I would just say practically some simple things. Start small. Don't try to say, I'm going to do all these things in the short amount of time. Start saying, okay, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write out what I have to do. And then I'm going to start assigning my time. And I think that's the easiest thing to do, just to look at, okay, this I have to do. I have to work. I have to provide for my family. I need a gym time, need a quiet time, need a prayer time. I need a reading time with God's word. So you put all this out and you just start small and say, okay, I'm gonna start here. And then the second thing I would say is just be consistent. Pre-decide that you're going to do this every day.
It's good.
That you just be consistent, that every day it'll start. And when you fall short, you get right back up. You don't say, okay, I give up. I messed up. It's the same thing. Like if you're just joining us in this fast, we're on day 17. Mm-hmm. You can still start today and start, go 21 days or just go the next 5 days with us to finish the 21 days.
Yeah.
But it's just that. Start small, be consistent, and then just have a conversation with yourself. Because like you said, you're your worst enemy. The battle's all up here in your brain. And a lot of times, I'm not good enough, I'm not able, I'm not qualified. Look who Jesus picked. He picked the B team. He didn't pick the most likely, successful, well-knowledged, scripture people to follow Him. He big fishermen, just ordinary men that really didn't meet the cut to be under a rabbi. And so just know that you can learn something every day from somebody. So start small, be consistent, and have a learning attitude. I would say just say, what can I learn? I was taking notes Sunday from you. I was just writing all these things. And you're just constantly learning from everybody around you and your surrounding. And then just have that plan in place that is God your top desire. You can write the word desire and just look at your schedule, look at your checkbook, look at your what you're seeing. You'll see quickly what you desire most. And hopefully it's not ice cream. But you write that out, and then you say, I'm gonna have some pre-decisions I'm gonna make, and you write those decisions out that you're not gonna compromise no matter what. And then the third is, I'm gonna devote myself to this, and the fourth, the disciplines that's gonna require me to do it. And those disciplines is not willpower or self. This like, I got this, I can have all the strength to do it. You're gonna fall short. You're gonna need those disciplines in place. So I would just say, start seeking God first and his righteousness, and everything else will fall into place.
Yeah.
That's a quick summary.
I love that. I love that. And I think that's really important because it's all about the journey, not the destination.
Yeah. So good.
And oftentimes we even say like it's about progress, not perfection.
Yeah.
And so start today, but know there are going to be hard days. There are going to be days that you feel like it is a failure. How can you learn from that failure and turn that failure into fuel, into keep on going, into pushing forward, into keep on going towards the goal?
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of times we think failure is final.
Yeah.
But failure is final only if you let it be.
Yeah.
If you can learn from the mistakes, if you can 100%. Learn from those hard days and apply that into the next day and show up again, you will become better 100% time and time again.
Yeah.
It says you have to get back up. We have to get back up. We got to keep on fighting for those things. And I love what you said, that we got to know where we want to go, the what we want to do. But behind that, we have to know the how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what discipline to me is. Discipline is the how. It's the means to making it happen.
So good.
To actually accomplishing the things we're devoted to and we desire, that our decisions would support that. I really believe that that's a really good formula. I remember when we were talking about, it's like, we're talking about the order. Like sometimes it's like, we think it's like we have to be devoted first.
Yeah.
And then we make discipline, and then we have the decision. Like there's so many, it's like a puzzle piece almost, but it truly starts from that place of desire. Then you have to decide you're going to do it. Devotion is showing up time and time again, and discipline is the means of how you'll make it happen.
That's so good.
And that's zeal right there.
That's zeal.
It takes zeal to make it happen, to keep on passionately pursuing everything God has for you, and to show up. Never lack zeal.
Never.
Never lack zeal. Keep on going. Keep on fighting. And I truly believe we'll become better on the other side of it.
Yeah, and it's just 1% a day. Like you said, if you just learn 1%, you go closer 1%. You're just constantly growing and developing those healthy habits.
Amazing. I love this conversation. I feel like we could go on and on about it. But I'm really, really excited for this year. Really excited to finish out these 21 days of prayer and fasting and the 30-day shred and jump into everything that we're going to dream of this year. And I really believe God is going to do incredible things. Thank you so much for listening to the Floodgates podcast, season 3, episode 1. We're so excited for what's in store. Keep on tuning in. If you love the podcast, share it with somebody. Like it, subscribe, comment, whatever you got to do, rate it.
Sponsor us.
And it's been really fun to have these conversations.
So good.
And so continue to dive into the community. Let's see what's in store in 2025 for Floodgates Podcast.
So good.
Thank you so much for listening. Continue to live by faith, be known by love, and be a beacon of hope.